This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, the 1st of December, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning. How are you, Ricky?
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, Rickies. I'm kind of in chill mode in my chair. Maybe I'll do the whole show this way.
Nice.
A little gangsta lean back. Kind of sell like.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up? I'll see you at Potbelly tonight.
Very nice. Yeah, first book signing is tonight. You can go to stillbarking.com for details.
Looking forward to that.
Shipped out hundreds of books yesterday, so I know a lot of people were sending me pictures of their shipping label. They'll be getting their books, unfortunately.
Ship it.
A lot of people won't have their books yet in hands for the book signing, which is weird, but I'll have tons of books there. If you haven't received your shipping, you can show up, you pick up the book, and I just cross you off the list.
Nah, the cross
off. And it saves me putting it into packages and then putting a label on it, taking it to the post office, scanning.
Saves you time and effort.
And cash.
And money.
And cash. So I welcome those to show up and just pick up the book tonight. But should be a good time giving away two golden tickets tonight. What are the golden tickets? They're tickets to come to my house for a party on December 11th.
Oh, boy.
With all
the P1s. How many
are you
giving out total?
Roughly 29 to 30.
Think about how crazy it is.
Are they allowed to bring a guest or spouse?
No, it's one.
Just one only?
Think about how crazy JP is. JP's inviting full-blown strangers, people that presumably like him, yeah, but may secretly hate him. You have no idea. I mean, there could be...
Well, then they'll know where you live.
They'll know where you live. They're going to be inside your house.
They could stalk you down the road.
I mean, it is full-blown crazy person talk what he's doing.
My editor sent out...
I believe, crazy.
I agree wholeheartedly.
My editor sent out...
But why is he doing it?
I mean, I guess.
No, but it's also, look, you said you were going
to have... He wants to sell books.
You were going to have a party at your house when hit number one.
Then, well, I said that.
And then you backed off.
Well, right. No, but the reason I said it is because I didn't think there was a prayer that we would ever achieve it.
But also, the point is we did achieve it, and you're like, that's so crazy, I'm not doing it.
Right.
It's such a wacky.
Right,
well,
that's the point.
I had some of our hardcore listeners come over to my townhouse years ago.
I know, but still.
And it was just a group of about 15 or 20.
I know,
so this one's going to be a little bit larger.
99.9% chance it'll be totally fine. It's just a little ballsy.
These are the people that bought the book that like us. Presumably, as EB said.
It doesn't mean you've... I mean, you want to have a little shred of privacy.
Hey, I'm more concerned about the ROMs of the world coming over than the guys that get the golden tickets.
Well, you don't know. 10 of them could be ROMs.
Right.
It could be ROM wannabes.
Well, I think it's going
to
be...
What are you going to do? Hold on. What are you going to do when they just start like showing up at your house, like, you know, just to say
I'm
hi?
I'm going to welcome them in.
Let me just give you an example.
It's outside of the night of the party.
Yeah, and other times. Like, let me just give you an example. Like, on social media, let's say, when the guy took over my account, remember my account got hacked?
Yes.
He opened up my DMs, unbeknownst to... And I'm starting just getting DMs from people. And then I closed it, right? But I still occasionally get DMs from people just all the time. Just wanted to be buddies, ask me questions. That's just a DM.
Yeah.
That's just a DM. I can't imagine they're just showing up in your driveway.
I guess I have a little more faith.
You do. You clearly do.
You do. I never had a problem when we had that first one. It was a little bit smaller. It was about a decade ago. People came over to the townhouse. They did drink all my alcohol. I offered up. Remember that fancy bottle that we got from, what was it?
Johnny Walker.
Yeah. By the way, I cracked it.
Like, I hadn't opened that thing up. And it was worth hundreds of dollars, and that thing was gone.
Everything's going to be judged in your house.
Yeah, I know.
Everything. Oh, I mean, they're going to Joan. The Joaning is going to be relentless.
All right, that's next week. I'll worry about that one next week. But Jason's coming out, and I think Valdez is coming out tonight. You can pick up your book. Should be a good time.
Yeah.
Go to stillbarking.com.
I'll see you there.
For details. By the way, I signed up for Instagram last night.
I saw. You don't have to put the caveat just to sell the book. I understand that's why you did it, but... It's like, come on, it's okay to have an Instagram account.
Yeah, well, look, there's a reason why I'm doing it. I'm also going on my friend's IG Live tomorrow night, my guy Sean. And it's the second time, really, in 2 weeks that I needed an Instagram account. The first time was when Mark Roberge, the lead singer of OAR, who wrote the foreword, asked me. I mean, he's a rock star. He's touring. He's putting out new songs. And he goes, hey, I'd love to promote your book. What's your IG handle? And I had nothing. Nothing for him. So I might not have many followers, but at least I have an IG handle. And it's my name, JP Flame.
I have found Instagram be the single hardest thing to grow followers on. It is so hard. If you're a guy, if you're just a regular guy.
Yeah, if you're not scantily clad.
Yeah. Unless you're having like jugs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really hard.
So JP Flame, if you want to follow me on Instagram, I just started that thing last night. Hey, so the Washington football team has a new kicker, huh?
Man, that was quick, huh?
Local guy?
Gonzaga kid. Yeah, I don't know much about him.
Brian Johnson.
I guess he was on the Bears practice
squad. He shares a name with the AC/DC lead singer. Right. That's all I know about him.
You'll never forget his name.
Never, ever.
You'll never forget his name.
He'll forget about it in a couple weeks when Joey Sly comes back.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. He's thrown to the curb again.
Well, who knows? If he's on fire, that's the thing that's so sad. I actually feel, again, I'm always partial to kickers. But, you know, I hope Joey Sly gets another chance. But, I mean, you could get Wally pipped. I mean, this guy come in here. Joey Sly's only been here for a few weeks. This guy come in here going on a hot streak. What are they going to do, shut him down?
You love kickers. Meanwhile, Valdez and I, at every turn, all we're trying to do is eliminate kickers from, like, the fantasy leagues that we participate
in. Yeah, well, that's totally
different. Because they're so weird and quirky, and you can't ever figure out what's going to happen.
So he played 4 years at Virginia Tech.
They love getting the Tech guys.
Sly and Johnson, back to back.
Yep.
While at Tech, he did hit all of his extra points. Field goal, 76%. That doesn't jump out at me. 54 of 71 field goal tries during college. He was with the Bears in the offseason, practice squad in September. Saints signed him to a roster, played 4 games. He was 8 for 8 on field goals.
But he did, I think, miss 3 extra points.
52 yards was his longest.
Did you see his extra
points? But yes, 5 for 8 on extra
points. Which, again, kicker's going to miss extra points. It was when they backed it up, they made it more dicey.
He had 2 misses in a 2-point loss, and they said, we lost by 2.
Yeah.
You missed 2. You're out of here.
Kickers are going to miss extra points.
I'm still in favor of them moving the extra point back because, hello, it's now an interesting point.
Okay, that's fine. But just don't kill him when he misses one. Because it is.
It's harder. It should be. You know what? Make it a little harder.
Okay, it's fine. Just don't kill them when they miss one because inevitably they're going to miss 1 or 2 per 100.
I'll tell you what was he's a rookie. His last year was 20. At Tech, but he was 8 for 9 from 40 to 49.
That's strong. So he's got a big leg.
That's pretty good. I mean, he was 3 for 7 from 50 plus, but 40 from 40 to 49, he only missed one.
To hit those 50 yarders is so hard.
Of course.
I mean,
your margin for error is so small.
For college kickers, to hit 30 yarders is hard for them.
That's true. Believe me.
Yeah, people sleep on it. It's such a complicated endeavor that, I mean, Washington wouldn't even attempt one with anybody else. I guarantee you. Washington had a guy beyond Tress that has kicked a field goal before in a game, but they wouldn't dare
probably
do it.
Have 20 guys that have kicked him in games out of necessity, but they want to trot him out in a real game when it matters.
Yep.
He'll be playing in the Raider game.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope he get over the line of scrimmage. And again, I'll tell you this. When Sly's kick got blocked, clearly there was penetration there, right, on the left side of the line. Mm-hmm. It made me think... Maybe Blewett wasn't all Blewett. You know what I mean? It did make me think maybe it wasn't all blue.
It was more the operation,
as they
would talk about. By the way, historic day for Brian Johnson and Washington as they bring a new kicker. Also historic day for three of the junkies and our producers because we now have new parking guys.
Yeah, I was having, my stomach was turning as I was driving like 5 minutes away from Homewood Suites.
Yeah,
because
you were worried about it.
We've had the same valet set up for what, 4 years roughly? Something around there?
Yeah.
And now, I fear change.
I know.
Something new.
When I pulled up, there were cars everywhere. There were trucks, there were construction trucks, delivery trucks everywhere.
Sure.
I had to back into the little space there.
Did the parallel park?
Well, there was nowhere to park, so I had to back into like over the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And I went up to the guy and I said, all right, I'm one of the radio guys. You know our deal. He goes, yeah, we got you.
Was that Marcus?
Marcus.
Yeah, met Marcus. Good dude.
Yep. Took my number, my name. So he just said, it's all good. So we got to thank Nick Kelly, the GM over there.
Took care of it. That's where it's dicey for me and Drabby because we just left our key with the guy at the front. We don't have the newfangled text technology that Valdez is talking about.
Oh, you don't have
about.
A text yet?
I have nothing.
I got two texts.
What is the technology?
Oh, it's just a text that just tells you.
Oh, okay.
It tells you, they give you basically a ticket number. So it kind of confirms that your car has been parked in the garage.
Yeah.
So when you show up and there's a different valet, you just present your phone and be like, here's my car, and then they go pick it up.
I noticed that Dar parks like catty corner to here.
He parks in the lot right across the street.
What do they charge over there? Does anybody know?
I think it's $15.
It is?
I think so.
That was an option for me before Homewood Suites when we were kind of floating around there. Yeah. It's cheaper than parking here, but it's not as sweet as our setup with Homewood.
A near tearful goodbye with Jace's guy,
Baruch
yesterday. Baruch, yeah. I said near tearful.
I mean, how near?
No, I just say this.
He's a nice guy. He said thank you. He's a really nice guy. For everything you've done.
He's a really nice guy. He hustles.
An extra few bucks?
I handed him his monthly.
But you didn't give him anything extra?
No, nothing extra.
I gave the other guy the monthly the day before, the shorter guy, and I don't know his name. And he kind of went out of his way to say how nice we were. And then yesterday we shook hands.
Nice.
I mean, we almost embraced.
Those guys are nice dudes, man. They are.
They were. Then we talked about
hard workers.
He's moving to a hotel like a few blocks away.
I said, I hope they hire you back here. I am fearful
of the new setup. Until I get used to it.
It's going
to
take a week or so.
There's going to be some bumps in the road.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Hey, it's better than going downstairs and spending $275 a month or whatever Bickle pays.
I just hope Davey is correct that bumpy roads lead to beautiful places. Isn't that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you remember that, but okay.
That's just one of his famous quotes.
Is that inscribed in our in the inside of our ring? No, something else is. Maybe it's one game. What was this other phrase, too, about one game or one win, one ticket? Something about win today.
Yeah,
or something.
Why am I sleeping on it? It's one of his go-tos.
It was bumpy roads lead to beautiful places at the parade, he said.
Oh, why am I sleeping
on it? But then he said something about, like, just win today or whatever.
It's not missions in there. No, it's not quite that. But
Drabby, do you guys remember?
Can somebody find that? It's tilting.
Hold on. Let's just be out. You guys don't want to participate in the show anymore because I yelled at you on Monday? Is that the idea?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I don't know what he's talking about.
You guys don't participate anymore.
No, they have no interest in our topic right now. That's what it is.
Is that what it is? Yeah. What is? Do you remember what the...
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea either.
Go 1-0 today.
There it is.
That's it. That's the
there
one.
There it is.
Why are you guys on our ring?
Why are you guys Valdez? Why are you so sullen?
What do you mean?
Okay.
I don't think that's on our ring, though, go 1-0 today.
I think on the inside.
There's definitely Baby Shark, I think, on the ring somewhere. I'm not sure if it's on the interior or not. I'll take a look at it.
Maybe I'll wear the ring today.
I have to ask Mike, the guy I sold the ring to check it out. He can check it out
nice
the inside.
Nice little profit on that.
Yeah, I made $20,000. What are you going to do? I had to do it. I got to pay tuitions.
I haven't put on my ring
in months.
I know. I was wearing them all the time. And then
the Caps ring is really big and nice. Nationals ring's like another level. That thing's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, so I told you I was going to go to sleep early last night.
You did.
All right. Went to dinner.
Called your shot.
I went and got Taco Tuesday. My wife and I went out and got a couple tacos. They were money. And then got home, watched the first period of the Caps game, took my melatonin at the restaurant. As I was paying the
remember
bill.
Remember I told you how calculated he is? He had to think about putting melatonin in his pocket.
Right. I put it in a little zippy bag. And I
put it in a silly Ziploc bag?
And I took it as I was paying the check. I popped them because I want them to set in.
Right, sure.
Got home, got into the jammies, put on the Caps game, watched the first period of the Caps game, and then went night-night. But
hopefully you wash it down with a glass of wine.
I had a glass of wine at dinner.
Very good.
But they were up 2-1. They went up 2-0 quick like that. And then 2-1, and then I saw this morning they lost 5-4. It was a little they left four in the third.
They were up 4-1 when I went to bed.
They were up 4-1?
Coach Lobs.
I think so.
They're up 4-1. Coach Lobs is not going to be happy when he joins us later in the show.
Yes, he's going to join us 9:40, so a little bit later in the show. We're kind of packed with guests. Our pal Rick Snyder is going to join us, writes for thefandc.com. He wants to talk about the RG3 video and book, which is going to come out next year.
I have thoughts on that. I want to touch on that maybe next break.
So we'll talk to Rick about that coming up at 7 o'clock. Will Brinson on the NFL from CBS Sports at 8. Ryan Zimmerman, Nationals first baseman, will get his opinion on Max Scherzer at 8:45. And you mentioned Coach Laviolette. That's all right here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. All year long, celebrating the Junkies' 25th anniversary, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. We put out new podcasts looking back at some of our greatest moments every Thursday after the show, so you can look out for that tomorrow. That's all courtesy of PenFed Credit Union. So yesterday during the show, we saw the video which RG3 released where he was promoting his book, which is set to come out next August. He says he's written it.
Yeah, you know he hadn't written it.
I think he just signed a deal.
Or probably has some rough manuscript, you know, some outline. You know, I'm sure he hasn't written it.
And he does have an author basically doing it with it.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
But here's
I don't know if he announced that part, but it's certain that
I think I saw like a preview of the cover, and it definitely has an
Gary Myers
somebody
on the cover
else's
of the
name
book.
On it.
Gotcha.
Oh, Gary Myers, yeah.
So I was just thinking a lot about it, and you know, I tweeted it yesterday too, that, and I talked about it, I think, on the show, that you know, it does irritate me a little bit, because obviously if he knew of any sexual harassment that was going on, and he's going to do some big reveal, you know, in 9 months, I mean, that's just unethical, right? I mean, if you see stuff like that going on, you should probably speak up. I mean, listen, I'm sure we all have seen things that we probably should speak up about. But if you say that you're going to have these grand revelations, I'm almost willing to throw cash down this book never gets published if he has real revelations. Because if you threaten Dan, his lawyers are going to be after him. There's no way lawyers are going to sit on the sideline and wait for Robert to drop this nuke and expose all of these supposed illegalities.
I don't know how that works. I mean,
there's just no way. They'll threaten
everybody.
Maybe there's
no way this is coming out with any real allegations.
Yeah, my guess is Gary Myers is going to do a ton of research with everything that's out there and compile it into a chapter or two.
Gary Myers is a respectable author.
I'm sure.
So he's probably going to have to do some fact checking.
Because I'm just telling you, we have firsthand experience with certain things. If you throw some allegations out there, be prepared. Even if they're 100% true, be prepared to, you know, go to court.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Be prepared to go to court over it.
Bulletin, Dan Snyder, litigious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ask anybody. Right. That's public knowledge.
That's Dave McKenna, right?
Yeah. I was just in my closet thinking about this last night. I was like,
in your closet?
I was changing. I was, you know, I just think about the show.
That's what it came to you?
I think about the show all the time, and I was thinking about it while I was in the closet. I was like, I'm putting on my deodorant or something last night, and I said, there's no way this book's going to come out. There's no way he's going to have real allegations.
I think the book's going to come out. Maybe he doesn't talk about that as much as he says he is.
There won't be the real, like, there won't, maybe some book comes out and he talks about run around, but there's no way. Real allegations, like between now and 9 months, there's just no way. It's never going to happen.
I would bet the book comes out, that type of book, which has an author like Gary Myers, they're probably going to have lawyers look at it, and it's going to be sanitized before it ever hits. But it's probably just going to be a well-researched deal by Gary Myers, and he's going to throw in his 2 cents.
No, I understand what you're doing. You're minimizing RG3's involvement. I get it. Robert will have nothing to do with it. But if he has real allegations, they're not going to be bombshell allegations between now and 9 months.
Correct.
Not going to happen. Because the lawyers will threaten so much, it's never going to get published.
But he's not. I don't expect him to have any allegations. I think Robert.
That's what the whole promo was.
I get it. That's to sell a book.
It's probably going
to
be rehashed.
Haven't you seen great movie trailers and then the movie sucks?
Like, yeah.
Okay, then it'll be that. I agree. Then it'll be that.
How can he have more than what's already out there?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much already out there.
Well, that's what he might do. Maybe he just
laid bare.
Maybe he just reiterates kind of the stories that have already been released.
I think that's what it's going to be more of.
Well, then, yeah.
But like JP said, it's a tease. I mean, he wants people to get excited about it. It's not coming out until next August.
It's a good tease. I thought it was a really good tease.
I know, but on face value, I look at it and I go, okay, well, what is this guy going to reveal? Is he going to act? Because I'm sure, I don't doubt for a second, Robert has dirt on that organization.
Right, but
he was in the heart of it.
We're also in D.C. He's trying to sell a book nationally. So the people in L.A., let's say, they don't know really that much about the sexual harassment story. Unless you're a hardcore sports fan, most people don't follow the ins and outs.
So what you're suggesting is no bombshells,
I think
new.
It's going to be a broad brush of there are 40 women who say this, there are cheerleaders that say this.
That's fine.
And he's just going to kind of compile what's already
nothing.
Out there and put it within the
that's
book.
That's nothing. The
that's my expectation.
Okay, then that's fine. Then I agree with that. I'm saying there will be no serious allegation in this book. There's no way it survives. It will not make it between now and August.
You know, the only thing that I don't know my guess is Gary Myers, you know, will do his research. He'll compile what's out there, synthesize it, turn it into a chapter. What we don't know is RG3 was one of the guys who Dan Snyder talked to and was one of the guys that Dan Snyder was around. So he may actually have some firsthand, but I doubt it.
No. He 100% has dirt on the organization. He was there. He knows the ins and outs of it. Whether or not he knows about sexual harassment, I have no idea. But he has dirt.
Right, but he's
no
playing.
Doubt.
He was playing football, so he doesn't know about like the staircases. And I don't think.
What's the staircase?
Well, there were women who alleged that there was a staircase, right, that was like see-through.
Like a glass staircase.
It was like a glass staircase. And the creeps in the office would have the chicks go up the staircase so they could look up their skirts.
Yeah, so if he's just rehashing that old allegation, fine. I just want to be very clear. He will have no real bombshell allegations because they will sue
his ass off. So you're saying he's not going to have anything new?
Nothing new.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I think the book will be released.
If they put out a book, it'll be all a nothing and burger of all old stuff.
Well, no, he could talk about stuff with his knee and other aspects of the team. Maybe it's not the
but
sexual.
But he can't
if
libel
you're only buying
the team.
It, if you're only buying it just because of the sexual harassment stuff, maybe you'll be disappointed.
But Jason, maybe even the knee stuff. Like, if he's insinuating in the promo that they mishandled his knee injury and he's going to – that's all libelous stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't see that coming out. There's no way that makes it to the light of day where he says – they're liable for my knee.
Well, other players have come out and said that about their teams.
Yeah, no, I don't think they've all been sued.
I think he
would be fine because he's maybe given his perspective on things that actually happened.
Hold on. You're missing my point. It'll all be 100% true. They will attack him.
I don't know how that works.
That would be a frivolous lawsuit. Like, I wouldn't sweat that if you're telling your truth.
We've had truths and it had been attacked into silence. It could be 100% true.
But we could have fought it. You know what I mean?
Right, we could have fought it. Or the interest.
Or the lawyers.
Well, the company does. We work for a company who have the wherewithal. They just weren't willing to do it.
Exactly. I'm saying, what I mean.
But I mean, books are written all the time and stuff is thrown out there. I don't think they're all sued.
No, but this is against Dan Snyder. I'm just telling you, my opinion, this doesn't, there would be no serious allegations to come through this book.
Well, you might be right. I mean, I think the book definitely will be released. I mean, well, he's not going to come out and tease it and then not release it.
I didn't see where he said he had new allegations. Well, he said he was going to open your eyes to the sexual harassment that was in the building.
Well, that open your eyes, so that means kind of new, right? Open your eyes.
That just not
means
really. That he's going to give his insight. There's an entire audience out there, an entire audience that knows nothing about it. We are in the middle of it. We're in D.C. We know about it.
Mm-hmm. This is just me, Mr. Independent Thinker, giving you my thoughts. I could be wrong. I think that on that there will be no new allegations, nothing new. If he's just going to rehash the old stuff, fine. Why would you buy that? I guess maybe in Iowa you don't know about
it. He didn't say the book is about sexual harassment. He said that he's going to talk about the injury, what you don't know, surviving Washington, dysfunctional. So if you're selling it and you don't know that much about it, why is it surviving Washington? He's telling you, here's the deal. I got injury stuff. I got sexual harassment stuff. He's going down the list.
Okay, so if it's just all rehash stuff, then he can publish that. I'm saying nothing seriously new that could potentially have the team be on the hook for anything sort of legally. Like, he's no way he could say they unless he's ready to go to war. Because they will sue him. That's my bottom line.
Maybe he's got silly lawyers, too, and doesn't mind going to court.
It gets a costly
matter. Doesn't even need them. He's got Simon & Schuster back.
Correct.
They're going to vet the whole book.
Correct.
Make sure that he's protected.
That's probably
Let's
the process.
See if it goes out.
We have to ask Feinstein about that,
I'll
how that process works.
Stunned if he has serious allegations where he says,
they told me that it wasn't a torn ACL.
The surgeon that was on the sideline from Alabama.
Dr. James Andrews.
He's senile old man.
That old codger.
Yeah, that old codger. Like, if he just attacks all them. Shanny lied, and everyone lied.
No, but he can.
Stunned.
But he can say, look, I didn't feel right, and they said it's okay to go back in. You can go back. He can say something like that.
Or he can say that he goes
down
for his injury, and then his coach should have protected him, in his opinion. And his coach put him out there, and on the next play, he tears his ACL.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. I just think there won't be anything serious.
Look, I'm not going to believe
it's serious.
You're going to buy the book.
I would buy it because I'm interested in his
story. There's 100% chance you will buy the book.
Need a free copy.
Well, the thing is, it's also, it's just that Robert is so manipulative and he just wants to be the center of the attention. I mean, a month ago he wanted to play here.
Yeah. It's fine. I'd be butt-sized if next August, when he is promoting the book, if he sat down right here to talk about the book.
I'd be butt-sized for that.
He won't.
I'd be butt-sized for that.
I mean, he maybe he'll call in, but there's no way he's going to come in.
By the way, on a side note, Chase Young's knee was definitely operated on by Dr. James Andrews. I'd be worried.
Well, here's the thing.
Did Andrews do the surgery? I thought he just kind of oversees it.
My understanding is he oversees it, and he's got 100 guys that
actually
do it.
Okay, maybe that's the case. And he just walks in with the scrubs and just watches everybody do the surgery.
Kind of like your dentist who kind of checks after it's been cleaned.
Well, what I'd say about RG3's knee in particular is it did recover. That's not why his career went down the tubes.
Wasn't the same player,
though. Wasn't the same player, but a lot of it was because they didn't run the same system because he didn't want to run the same system.
Hubris killed him, and his injury did hurt him.
And ultimately, he couldn't read defenses, and we saw that later on in his career.
But he could have maybe developed it because some guys do develop over
years. But I think he was a little stubborn in that his athleticism really led the way.
100%.
And he wanted to be perceived.
He wanted to be a pocket passer.
As a pocket passer. And he wanted to be an Aaron Rodgers type. His father talked about it. He talked about it.
He basically
and that's just
Shanny
what he wasn't.
He didn't want to run the system that made him a superstar.
Right.
He punted it away.
I'm here for all of that gossip.
Sure.
I'm here for all of that. I'm just saying I don't see anything sort of libelous coming out of this book. Because I don't think he wants to. I don't think he wants to take on that billionaire in court.
We'll see.
I think you were just reading too much into the 5 seconds that he maybe mentioned the sexual harassment within a 45-second video.
Not just the sexual harassment, the sexual harassment stuff, and the injury stuff. If he's going to be, because essentially what he's saying is medical malpractice. So unless he's prepared to go to war on that,
but he's just going to take you step by step, and it's his opinion.
Okay. If it's that benign, then sure. If it's that benign, that hey. Also, it's just I also find it disingenuous. Because, as we mentioned yesterday, he was desperate to play.
Absolutely.
He was desperate to be on the field.
And revisionist history.
Now he's going to blame the organization for putting him out there?
Well,
he was desperate to play. He wouldn't.
Who knows?
He knew Kirk Cousins was better and didn't want Kirk to see the field.
I wonder if Snyder would have given him a chance and signed him this year. He's probably not coming out with the book, or he's not coming out with that.
Definitely not.
Signed him for what?
Just said, all right, we'll give you a backup job.
Oh, okay. That's laughable.
I doubt he'll come out and release a book, Surviving Washington, if they give him another chance. But who knows?
Anyway, I guess I am clearly in the minority. It's 1 against 100 here. I just don't think anything serious will be in this book. And
I don't think I think you actually agree with all of us. None of us expected anything serious to be in the book.
Oh, I kind of did by the promo. The promo is, hey man, I'm going to tell you all the secrets. I'm going to tell you all about the harassment, and I'm going to tell you all about essentially the medical malpractice and how Washington ruined my career. That's what I interpreted the promo as. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, well, there's no way it could be that slanderous. There's just no way.
I just honestly don't care that much about Robert Griffin III in the year of our Lord 2021.
I mean, I agree.
He had one really spectacular year. It was almost a decade ago. I'm over Robert Griffin III.
Is he going to try to say...
he's in my past.
I understand, Case. Is he going to say that I really didn't want to go in because I knew that my knee was a little bit... didn't quite feel
right. 100%.
But Shanny, I didn't want to let my coach down, and Shanny, you know, forced me to go out there.
I don't think he's going to say Shanny forced him to go out there. I think he's going to probably say it's a coach's job to protect their players.
He's going to put all competitor, the onus on them.
As a competitor, I always want to be on the field, and I wasn't protected when I needed to be protected for myself.
I know hindsight's 20/20, but everybody knew that he was limited. Shanny knew that putting him out there, when he's got a capable backup in Kirk, who's actually better than Robert,
yeah,
put Kirk in. I understand it's a high-pressure situation, but Robert's limping all over the place. Put Kirk in.
I will say this. In defense, I don't know if it's in defense, but the fact was there was a mystique about Robert during that stretch where it was like he could do no wrong. Like,
I understand he has that. He had the aura around him.
He did for during that little stretch.
But if he's limping around and dragging his leg, I'm sorry. Shanny's been in enough games and seen enough quarterbacks and enough injuries where he's got to look at this guy and say, you can't go back out there. I got to go with the healthy guy.
I think you're right. I think Shanny did screw up.
He botched it.
He 100% did. But I think Robert was part of it because Robert wanted to be the... Robert saw himself as a hero, too. And I think Robert, if for every bit that he's going to throw Shanny under the bus, Robert has to take onus, too, because he's also a grown man, and he could say, you know what, coach, I'm not right. I can't go out there. I'm going to hurt the team.
Well, we will talk more about this with our pal Rick Snyder. Get his perspective, columnist for thefandc.com. He's going to join us at 7. Remember, Coach LaViolette was a tough one last night. Not going to be the funnest of interviews. He'll join us at 9:40 here on The Junkies. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Rick Snyder, our pal from thefandc.com, will join us at 7 as we get into the Washington football team. You know, the thing about playing a Monday night game, EB? Less days until the next game.
Short week, baby.
I keep feeling like it's Tuesday.
I know, it is Wednesday.
But you also, you don't like the 4:25 games. Or the 4:05 games.
I don't hate them.
I don't hate them either.
I'm used to the 1 o'clock because that's generally when Washington football team plays. But I'm okay with a middle-of-the-day kickoff, late afternoon kick.
Yeah, so is that what it is? It's a 4:25?
Yeah, because it's in Vegas.
It's in Vegas, yeah.
All right.
I don't know if it's 4:05 or 4:25.
Jason, you would have said no yesterday. So my pal Frank Crisafulli, who works over at NBC Sports Washington, called me yesterday and said, could I do the post-game show on NBC Sports Washington on Sunday, which will start after the game. So
8 o'clock?
Yeah, so I'd be working past your bedtime, like 8:30.
That ain't happening.
This would have been Jason's response.
No.
Well, I said, are you going to pay me? He said, yes. I said, okay.
I'll be there.
I'm such an easy yes.
That's actually a 4:05 game.
Gotcha.
Yeah, 4:05. Maybe it won't be past your bedtime then.
By the way,
if the game finishes on time, I'll be done by 8:15.
Would you guys like to hear the most tilting headline I've seen on Twitter in the past 24 hours?
A Twitter headline? I never really look at that. Twitter news?
Seen a million of them, so I'd love to know which one jumps out at you.
This one just rankles me. This is from USA Today Sports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brian Kelly's 10-year deal. Actually, it's a typo. Brian, I'll read it word for word. Brian Kelly's 10-deal should be 10-year deal with LSU includes just over $100 million in base compensation.
Yeah.
A large loan to help purchase a home.
Yeah.
And plenty of lucrative bonuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you giving a guy a large loan to help purchase a home when you're already giving him a base compensation of $100 million?
Because it's enticing. That's what the other schools are doing.
I understand all of that. But, hello, your large loan to purchase your home is your $100 million pay package.
Aren't they really just using the term loan? Okay, the writer's using that.
I'm sure it's just meaning money.
It's a mortgage.
They're just giving him more money.
Yeah.
They're just keeping more money on top
of it. Why are you hating on it, Cakes? You want to see guys make as much as they can.
Sure, but... Would you not like Brian Kelly? No, no, I don't care about Brian Kelly.
No, he just thinks it's crazy to offer those deals.
It's just crazy. Well, I mean, look,
college football has done a 180.
Things are spiraling out of control.
I mean, it shows you how much money's out there.
I guess.
It shows you how big the pie is. There are boosters and donors and alums that are willing to pay it.
Clearly.
And they're desperate.
But if I'm the Scott Woodward, the AD at LSU said,
don't worry, we're going to make a big hire.
Right.
They weren't going the coordinator or the young group of five coach. They were going big splash.
But if I'm the LSU Board of Regents or USC, whatever, I'm just going to say $100 million is enough. I don't have to also throw a large loan on top of it. And that $100 million doesn't even count the bonuses if he wins a national title and wins, you know, SEC
West. But that money is nothing compared, if they do win that, what the school will get.
I understand that it's nothing.
I mean, they have dumb money.
The pie is so big you can't comprehend it.
My feeble brain can't wrap my head around what's going on in college sports right now.
Hey, look, I mean, there's only...
And I don't want to be the old guy shaking his fist at the sky, but maybe I am. But that didn't sit well with me.
That rankles you more.
I don't know why that bothers you. The large jealousy.
No, it's not that. It's just that I just feel like if you're already getting $100 million for 10 years and you got all these bonuses lined up already, you're also going to get a large loan to purchase a house?
Yeah. What you should say is tip your cap and say, God bless you, man.
I mean, I can only wish this was happening to us.
Right.
That's the new norm.
If there's a big name coach. Can this new norm happen in the radio business?
No. Never will.
I guess that's impossible.
Yeah. Radio will be lucky to be around in 10 years.
Yeah, we're a bunch of fossils.
Yeah.
We're fossils talking into these mics.
But college football in general is changing so much because not only because of the coaching contracts that are outrageous.
Right.
Steve Spurrier was the first guy to make $1 million as a coach. All right.
Right.
Can you imagine what Steve Spurrier would be making now?
I saw a grainy clip from 40 years ago, I think it was, when they showed Reggie Jackson at a press conference signing like a $3.5 million deal, and that was groundbreaking at the time.
Right, it's crazy.
It's laughable now.
But then you've got the realignment, which is nuts.
Right.
It's hard to follow. You've got NIL, all right, college kids doing endorsements.
Yep.
Eventually, kids are going to get paid. They're just going to get paid.
Yeah, this is the start.
Every kid is going to get paid eventually.
Good, and they should. If you're able to pay coaches $100+ million, kids should be getting paid.
Right.
I'm sorry, and don't come at us with the argument. Well, then you got to pay the volleyball players and the field hockey players. There's enough money to go around.
There is.
You can spread it around to the rest of the programs.
Yep, and then you've got transfer portal. I mean, it's just a different entity now, and you've got to get used to it.
Right.
You just have to. And the coaching contracts are nuts. They really are.
Hard time getting used to it.
I like it. Whenever I see deals like that, I just go, man, I just try to just imagine how silly that must be.
Oh, it must be amazing.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. I think it's amazing.
Do you think he wins a national championship at LSU? Because
he could.
Saban did, but
who knows?
Yeah.
Miles did.
Coach Ed did.
Coach Ed did.
Yeah.
He's got a better chance of doing it, put it that way. Because he's been to the playoffs twice at Notre Dame. He got smoked in both games.
Right. Do you have a problem with him meeting with his team for 11 minutes? Like the team he had been there for a dozen years? How long he had been there for?
You would think he'd be there longer than one of the Junk's radio segments, but...
I mean there's a plane waiting for him to take him down to Baton Rouge.
I understand.
He's powerful enough to tell him to wait. Wait on the tarmac.
He probably personally met with, I'd say, 60 of the 100 guys on the team, at least when they were recruited, met all the parents.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, maybe 20 of them he's been in their living rooms. you know, promises them the world, and then he just bolts.
Well, didn't Randy Edsel just fly directly from the Fiesta Bowl?
Randy did the
ultimate. College Park? He didn't even go back to stores with the team.
It's not uncommon.
Yeah.
Not suggesting that it's uncommon, but the personal relationships that you develop with these guys.
I mean, I had a longer goodbye with Baruch when we changed valets.
But you don't know what he's doing. Baruch. You don't know how he's contacting players. Just because he didn't meet with the team for 2 hours doesn't mean he's not calling guys, certain guys, and coaches. And no
I would
idea.
Assume he is.
Yeah.
But it's still... It's just awkward, man.
I think the Brian Kelly hate the last few days is like out of control.
Oh, and by the way,
I don't even get it.
Who's hating him?
All of Twitter.
Twitter's stupid.
I know, but that's just—it's just a reflection of sports fans.
I know sports fans don't know
what is he supposed to do. He brought Notre Dame from nothing. They were for 15 years before him. They were garbage.
Yeah, and he made them relevant. Like games.
What is he supposed to stick around there forever?
Well, hello.
They're offering him $100 million.
They're tripling his salary.
Right, a triple.
Yeah, I don't begrudge him leaving at all. I don't begrudge any coach ever leaving.
And competitively, he's not going to have to deal with higher academic standards.
Oh, he's got the lowest academic standards ever. He can get anybody he wants.
Well, now
LSU.
He can go from there to this flat out cheat. He's going to be blown away the caliber kid he can bring in now.
Right.
He can get anybody.
I haven't been on Zillow lately and Google Baton Rouge. How much of a loan do you need to purchase a big silly house in Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Well, you know, South Bend. Nice neighborhoods.
I'm sure they do, but it's not like buying a house in D.C. or New York City.
No, but
well, he was in South Bend. He didn't care.
Yeah,
but I mean, the money is just outrageous. Professionally, both Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly's decisions are smart. Professionally,
right? Of course,
because it's kind of opposite. Because Brian Kelly's going to the SEC, all right, because he knows he can get players, he can get whoever he wants, as opposed to being at Notre Dame where there are restrictions. And then Lincoln Riley's saying, I'm not going to the SEC. I'm going to the Pac-12, where all I got to do is beat Oregon.
Both those guys, in my opinion, would coach at Bowie State for $100 million.
It's crazy money.
They would coach on Venus for $100
million. He'd end up at Bowie State for $100
million. He saw the numbers, and he saw that he was tripling his salary, and the fact that he can get any kid he wants. They don't have to meet any stringent academic standards. Probably barely need to meet any academic standards for him to get them into LSU.
I imagine there are zero.
Yeah, none.
At LSU. You're
a four-star?
Literally
you're
zero.
Yeah, but you're a five-star recruit, you're in.
Yeah.
No, it's a football factory. The contracts are unbelievable.
And Jason, 90% of his base salary and supplemental play starts at $95 million, 90% of which is guaranteed.
Right.
The only way he loses, so what's 90% of 95 million, about like 80 million, 78 million, whatever it is.
Right.
The only way he loses any of that is if he gets fired for cause.
Right.
So if he actually does cheat.
So if he calls up, a hooker.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Like Hugh Freeze did.
Don't be the dumbest guy on the planet.
Right.
Just, if you're not the dumbest guy on the planet, you're going to make
all the forget about stuff. Hugh Freeze just got an extension.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He was calling hookers.
Right. If you win games.
And then he got a job.
You'll have a job.
He's a great offensive coach, and he gets an extension.
Yep.
Some schools just say, as long as you win, baby, we'll give you what you want.
Remember, a little bit later in the show, we got Peter LaViolette. We got Ryan Zimmerman at 8:45. We can talk to him about Max Scherzer now with the Mets. But Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist, joins us next here on The Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.